Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in to each and every time we're on the air. First of all, we kick it off on Saturday with Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. You will miss a treat. An awesome woman of God who can pray the house down, who don't mind attacking the devil, throwing him up against the wall. Good God Almighty. And that's where you want to be. So don't miss it. She'll return on next Saturday. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call the Hour of Power. Glory to God. And I'm the first Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss it. And what I'm going to do there, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Once I get off, we're going to give you a little break. You can go get some water, get some refreshments, and then you can go ahead and get on and hear Minister Elaine. And I want to encourage you also. She's an author. She's already published her first book. It's on Amazon. You can go over and you can get it on Amazon ebook, and she has it all on her Facebook page, how you can get it. So I want you to go over and buy the book. It's an awesome read for you to read. Amen. So it's a devotional. So I want to encourage you to go on Amazon and get the book. Glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome book. And then if you move on up just a little bit further, we have Wild Radio on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And let me encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then hook up with the hookup. Go on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be so they can meet the need. Glory to God. Now, you know, everything is already out there. You can go on Facebook. You can find any of us. It'll be Apostle, it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And go ahead and inbox them and let them know that you want to become a part of the team, or if you just want a life coach, you want somebody to mentor you, need a marriage counselor. You know, with all these resources open today, you know, just like you can, if you want to know something, you want to know what a word is, what you're going to do, you're going to Google it. Yes, Internet Explorer it. Glory to God. Or you're going to go to a dictionary. Some still like the old-fashioned way. Go to a dictionary and look it up if you want to know the meaning. So if you need something, you can go ahead, amen, and hit them up and let them know what you need so they can help you to get, amen, where you're supposed to be in this season. And I also want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many things. We're only asking for $25 or more. So come on and join the team and be blessed. You know, you'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for, amen, each and every day. Glory to God. Now, that's where I would want to be, on a prayer team that don't mind praying. You know, there's a song that says, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Well, I don't mind being on a prayer list where I am prayed for. Not just said to be, but actually am prayed for. So I wanted you to come on and get on the prayer list so you can be prayed for. The reason I said, you know, that because, you know, yes, we can say, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, yes. But, you know, sometimes you have to target those prayers. You know, I don't know what you need if you don't tell me what you need. Glory to God. Amen. That didn't want to come out, but it came out. Hallelujah. So I want you to go on and get on the prayer team. Go over to God. Get on there. Get on the prayer list so you can be prayed for. So if you already go ahead and partner with us, then guess what? You'll be placed on there, and you may even get a call from them. But sometimes they do call. Glory to God. If you want them to, they'll allow them to, they'll call you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, with all that said and all those tongue twisters there, we're going to go on and open up in prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in and pray for you. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. We expect God to move our part. We have to ask. He said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and it you shall find. Glory to God. So if you're asked, then guess what? You press the 1, come in, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Just as simple as that. You don't have to tell your name. But I do encourage you to tell me where you're calling from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody here has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on in the name of the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we come to you today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need healing on today, on this line, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those whose heart, Lord God, is broken, we ask you, God, to heal that broken heart, because you said you can mend anything, you can resurrect anything, Lord God, back together again, Lord God. You can raise up anything, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal them everywhere they hurt, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to heal the back pain, Lord God, right now. We call it done, because, Lord, you said if we ask, it shall be given. So, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to heal the back pain on today in the mighty name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to heal the allergies, Lord God. We know that the pollen is high, so we ask you to heal the allergies, Lord God. Those who allergies have really, really been bothering them, the headaches, Lord God, and, Lord God, all the stuffiness and the sneezing, Lord, we ask you to heal it. Dry it up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that anything that we ask, it shall be given. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know that we serve an awesome God. We serve a miracle-working God, and nothing by no means can hurt us, Lord God, as long as we stay, Lord God, oh, my God, at your feet, serving you, Lord God, seeking you, understanding you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, reading the word of God, oh, my God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we shall not stumble or fall, oh, my God, because your angels are there to hold us up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray for the children in the school system, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, as they're getting ready, Lord God, in just a few weeks to graduate, Lord God, we ask you, God, to lead them and guide them, Lord God, into where they should go in their next stage in life, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever you may have for them, oh Lord, let them seek you, Lord God, and your understanding and your will, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. Oh Lord, we know that the earth belongs to you, Lord God. Oh my God, and the fullness thereof. So that means everything belongs to you. So we are to seek you for the stuff. We are to seek you for your will. We are to seek you for your understanding, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. If we walk in your will and walk in your way and your understanding, oh Lord God, we shall not stumble and fall right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those, Lord God, oh my God, the storm victims, oh God, Lord, that they're healing, God. Lord, let the healing continue, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, everything's come in time, Lord God, to heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing in the resources that they need, and don't let the resources stop cold, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, until every family, Lord God, has been, Lord God, taken care of, oh God. They have everything that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high, because if it had not been for you on our side on last night, oh my God, we wouldn't be here on today, oh Lord God. Father God, we lift you up, Lord God. We love you and we magnify your holy name on high, Lord God. Father God, we just just thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we reach up to the heaven. Oh, my God, you will rain down on us whatever is needed. You said you open up the windows of heaven and pour us our blessing that we won't have room enough to contain. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever the need may be, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that the cloud would open up. Oh, my God, and it shall rain down, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you the glory, and we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into my message. Hallelujah. You know, when we say, Jesus, I love you, I love you. Do you really mean that you really, really love him? Glory to God. You know, some just say, I love you because you can give me a car, a house, you can give me a money, mansion, and a man. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's a lot of things right there. Hallelujah. Just for loving the Lord. Glory to God. But can you just love him if he don't give you nothing? Can you just love him because he gave you life? And he did give it to you more abundantly. Hallelujah. Can you just love him at that point? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And not because, oh, Lord, I didn't get what I wanted. Lord, you said you were going to give it to me. Lord, you promised me. You know, he said put me in remembrance of my word. Yes, glory to God. But he didn't tell you to fall out on the floor and have a fit. Hallelujah. He said put me in remembrance of my word. That means if he said it in his word, then you can have it. He said, I'll give you houses. You didn't build. I give you land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Vineyards you didn't plant. That means he will give it to you. Glory to God. But it's going to be all in his timing and in his season. Hallelujah. You know, some things, amen, you know how you plant stuff in different crops and different stuff, you know. They do it in seasons, hallelujah. Well, you know, corn now, you'll see them getting ready, hallelujah, getting them patches ready, hallelujah. Y'all know them patches and field, you know, some of y'all, you know, we down south, so we know what you're talking about, hallelujah. And getting the tractors all fired up, ready to go, amen, hallelujah. And that's when they'll start planting corn, and they have peanuts, and they have wheat, amen. And you know, some of y'all even know what cotton is, and I know some say, well, I don't want to see no more. Well, don't worry, you know, you ain't got to be there now. Glory to God. Thank God for deliverance. Just put it like that. Hallelujah. But, you know, it's seasonal. They plant stuff. They plant collard greens in a season, and they expect them to grow. You know, some say, I don't like a summer collard. Glory to God. Said it tastes bitter to me. And then all kinds of stuff you hear down south. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, that means he's going to give you what you want and what you need in that season. And some seasons may not be time for you to collect what you think it's time for. Glory to God. So you just need to ask. Because I remember, amen, at a time when I said, okay, Lord, now look, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. I said, okay, Lord, now look, I'm doing all this right here, and this is what I want. And you know what he said? He said, first the spiritual, then the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, what you talking about? Come on now. You know, I mean, he will talk back. First, you get the spiritual stuff. You get all the spiritualness. You know, you read the word, and I'm going to show you how to dissect the word, and I'm going to send you here. I'm going to send you there, and I'm going to send you over there. Amen. Glory to God. With those who can help you. Amen. So then you will begin to blossom, and you will begin to walk into where I'm calling you to. That's what he was saying. Oh, my God. Now, y'all listening, y'all hear this now. Glory to God. That's what he's saying. He's going to send you here, there, and everywhere, and you may not get what you wanted right then, but there's something that he's trying to get to you. Amen. And that's the spiritual walk, your righteous walk. He's trying to make everything right. So if he gave you $1 million, you won't lose it, hallelujah, all at one time. Then you'll know, well, hold up, Lord. Then first I need a tithe off of it. Yes, I do. And then, amen, I can go, hallelujah. And if he's telling me to go and start a ministry, or what is he telling me to do, or go and have a conference, or if he's telling me to go and help somebody, I can do that, hallelujah. So you won't have all that selfishness in you, and then you just want to help your foe and no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So first the spiritual and then the natural. Glory to God. That means then he'll give you the natural stuff. I mean, he'll give you the little natural stuff, you know. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, I want a purse. Well, yeah, you bang. You put it on sale where you can get it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord, I want this piece of jewelry. Yeah, but it's just too expensive. Bam, you look in the paper the next time or look online, as a lot of people shop online now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, they done discounted this just right. Now I'm going to buy it. Yes, amen, glory to God. But when it comes to the million, sometimes it just might not be ready and to give it to you yet. If it comes to, amen, you know, the man, amen, maybe you're not ready, amen, to have him just yet. But that don't mean that he ain't going to give him to you. Glory to God. Just hold on, because there's some stuff he got to get out you. Because if he give him to you, it won't last long. And you want a long-lasting relationship. Hallelujah. I hope y'all got all that. Glory to God, because that was a lot. Hallelujah. My God. Now we're going to move on to our message. Amen. If you would turn with me to John chapter 11, I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. And the title of my message is, I'm going to say this really slow. I mean, I have had someone to tell me, say, well, you know, I didn't get the title of your message. What was it? So I'm going to say it slow. Amen. If that person is online, amen, please listen. I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the resurrection. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is the resurrection. That means anything dead, he can resurrect it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. All right. Did you get it? We ready? Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 1 in the book of John. Hallelujah. John chapter 11, verse 1. Glory to God. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And she was telling him, Lord, your dear friend is sick. Now, listen, you see right here, you know, so many times, you know, people don't want people to know, you know, that there's something wrong. No, you can't tell everybody, but you ought to be able to tell somebody that can help you and help you to pray that thing through. Amen. It's a call on the elders. If there's any sickness, call on the elders of the church. You ought to be able to tell the elder, amen, the prophet, the pastor, amen, glory to God, or some other saints that are in prayer all the time. You ought to be able to tell somebody that there's something wrong. You see, she sent and told him that there was something wrong. You know, now we can text it up, you know, and then maybe some call, but most of the time, you know, people will text. And, you know, some people don't look at those texts every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes those phones will go off and people are just, well, you know, I'll get it later. Hallelujah. And I've seen it done. Glory to God. But, see, during those times, they didn't have phones and different things. And, you know, that they had to send messengers, amen, to go and tell him that, you know, his dear friend Lazarus was sick. Hallelujah. So let's move on to 4 here. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. He was saying, you know, hallelujah, all sickness is not unto death. You know, sometimes people get a little cold and then they get fearful. Glory to God. What happened to the saints? Amen. They said, you know what, Lord, I know this is just a cold, so I'm going to overcome it, Lord. I'm going to still ask for somebody to pray for me because it seems like it's pretty bad. And then if it's that bad, then what you need to do? You need to go on to the doctor. I don't know why people are afraid to go to the doctor. God has put these people in place, glory to God, to help you. And then you still won't go. Hallelujah. My God. And then you still won't tell nobody there's something going on wrong with you. Look, this is a lesson I had to learn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I knew I was sick. Glory to God. I was congested, just so congested. I'm like, man, I ain't gonna be able to preach this sermon. I they don't want to hear me whining like a baby online. I can't preach. I can't really bring my words out. I said, something gotta be did. So guess what I did? I called up. Glory to God, and tell them what I wanted. Told them what I wanted. Glory to God. And once they got through praying, I ain't felt nothing no more. Glory to God. All that congestion just left. Glory to God. And let me help you out. Hallelujah. When you're in prayer, glory to God, and there's something going on in your body, hallelujah. When you go in the right place and you know there are prayer warriors and intercessors that can get a prayer through, and you'll be in that service, let me help you out. You'll get healed right there in that service. Because I'm going to tell you something I did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Congestion just seemed to find me. If, you know, sometimes people can just get congested just because the wind blows. You know, you have to remember to cover up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I got healed right there. Amen. When they said reach up and grab it, amen, I rest up and grabbed it. Glory to God. So that's why it's so important to be in those services and be in that place so God can heal you right there in those places. You think people just want your money. Well, amen, Lord, I know it. But it's not about the money. If you want to give, give. If you don't want to give, then keep it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wanted to give this, but hallelujah, I don't believe in it. Well, if you don't believe, then just keep your dollar. Hallelujah. Because ain't nobody going to go hungry. Amen. For your dollar, it's okay. We're getting down to the nitty gritty now. As y'all can see, everything is happening and the things that are going on around you. And I know you watch the news and see stuff that's happening here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everywhere. So understand, it's okay. If you don't want to give it, just keep it. Glory to God. Because ain't nobody going to go hungry missing your little dollar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be real with you, not even your $25. Ain't nobody going to go hungry for it. Glory to God. If you believe, then sow it. If you don't believe, then just keep it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Hallelujah. You know, he loved them because he had fellowship with them. And he loved them so much because he had intimate fellowship. Amen. Glory to God with them. So, you know, they were his friends. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 6 here. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abided 2 days still in the same place where he was. So, you know, when he heard he was sick, he didn't leave where he was. Glory to God. He stayed 2 more days because he was the resurrection. He was, amen, anything dead, he can resurrect it. He knew, amen, if something happened to Lazarus, he wasn't going to do nothing but bring him back. Hallelujah. So he didn't have to hurry up and leave the place that he was in. Amen. He stayed right there 2 more days. Understand what he said. 2 more days. You know, when things get to happening, glory to God, don't get all upset. Hallelujah. You know, then people get so fearful. Now, you got to start quoting them words. You got to start quoting the word, glory to God, and get that fear out of you because he ain't gave us a spirit of fear. He gave us a love and sound mind. You got to have a sound mind so when things begin to happen to you, glory to God, then you can buckle up and say, hold up, wait a minute. I ain't taking this. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world and he loved me and he didn't cause this thing to happen to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, when you begin to quote the word and you believe it also, gotta move. And if you think you can't get it moved fast enough, call somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 6. Then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go unto Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? He said, hold up, wait a minute. Now hold up, this is what his disciple was saying. He said, hold up. Now you mean tell me, them people over there, amen, they wanted to kill you. Now you gonna go, we going back over there where they wanted to kill you? Can you imagine how they were looking at him like, you know, what's going on, you know? Can you imagine they was a bit confused, like, okay, hold up now, wait a minute. We going back over there where these people wanted to kill you at? And guess what he said? Jesus answered, number 9, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of his world. He said, you know, they can't do nothing to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 10, and we're going to talk about it. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. He said, hold up, wait a minute. He said, they can't do nothing to me. It ain't nothing, hallelujah, that they can do to me. He said, they can't do nothing because my hour has not yet come. He said, ain't nothing they can do. So, you know, he was going back, amen, over there again. Hallelujah. So you can't be scared. Hallelujah. You got to buckle down and not be scared, not be fearful. And if you got fear, say, Lord, help me and take this fear out of me, because I want to go and do your will. I want to do whatever it is you're asking me to do. You know, we can't walk in fear. You know, I know some, when the time changes as well, oh, I got to hurry up and get home. I can't let night catch me. Sometimes you can't help it. Glory to God. That's some of that can't help kind of thing. You know, when they change the time, and I mean, you know, when you come home, it's almost dark, you know, glory to God, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. All you can do is pray and go on and say, Lord, you got to watch over me. You got to protect me. You got to help me, Lord. Take care of me, because, Lord, you know I'm trying to get, but if I don't get there before night, I need to run here. I got to go there. I got to do stuff, you know. I know some have to go, you know, they say they got to pay bills. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you got to ask him to take care of you, so don't have fear. Glory to God. Let's move on to 11. These things said he, and after that, he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And listen at this, 12. Glory to God. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Now, you know, they didn't understand what he was talking about. They were saying, if he sleep, let him sleep. You know, he all right, man, if he just sleep. So why they were saying, why would you want to go wake him up? But that wasn't what he was talking about. See, out of all thy getting, get an understanding. You know, you have to, wisdom is the principle, but out of all thy getting, get an understanding. Amen. That's so important. Why it's so important to come to Bible study. And, you know, and I learned you have to be present in a place. You can't be shopping on your phone. You can't be washing dishes. Amen. Whenever the message is going forward, you can't be wondering what I'm going to cook today, you know, tonight, or what I'm going to eat after I get home. And you can't be wondering none of that stuff. You got to settle your mind and set your mind on the things of God and his will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can get your understanding from the word. Hallelujah. So you'll know what to do when things start to happen all around you. Just look right here. They were saying, well, you know, if he sleep, then he should do well. He all right, then, if he sleep. Let's move on. How about Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. He was telling them that he's just dead. Glory to God. Can you imagine? He said, nah, he's not sleep. He's dead. Glory to God. Can you imagine when they looked at him when he was saying that? Because, you know, he spoke in parables. Yes, he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. 15. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe nevertheless that us go unto him. Let us go unto him. He was saying he was glad, you know, that he didn't go right then, because that's going to boost their faith, you know. See, they didn't really, that's going to boost his faith, I'm sorry, and that's going to boost their faith up whenever they see what happens next. Glory to God. Don't you know, yes, we got signs, wonders, and miracles, but don't you want to see them happening? Yes, we read about them. You want to see them happening. If we never go through nothing, then guess what? We ain't got nothing to tell them, not nobody. Hallelujah. You know, everybody think everything is just going to happen all the time. All is going to be good. All is well. No, it's not. Hallelujah. That's why you got to anchor yourself in this word and know what this word says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was traveling, amen, glory to God, about 2 or 3 days ago, amen. And, you know, I had always said, Lord, let your angels camp around me. Lord, let me see them coming and let them see me coming. Don't let me run into nobody. Let no one run into me, Lord God. Father, I bind these accidents and, you know, and I just pray and pray and pray. Well, when I turned in, amen, glory to God, then all of a sudden there was this car, and I'm looking at it, I'm watching, okay, I'm turning in, I'm in the right, glory to God, because I should have been the one that passed through, amen, because he was still. So by the time I passed through, I don't know if he was doing something or not or whatever he was doing. So this young man ran right upside me. I said, in the name of Jesus, just so happened he didn't hit me and I didn't hit him, because I was watching him, glory to God. And as I turned, I didn't go fast, I was just creeping, glory to God. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I know it was the Holy Ghost that had me to creep instead of going fast. You know how you turn in them curves real quick. Glory to God. But I thank God for, amen, for Jesus, glory to God, because he saved me, amen, from an accident. Hallelujah, my God. So that's why it's so important, glory to God, to make sure you prayed up and listen, hallelujah. When they tell you it's time to pray, it's time to do whatever you're supposed to do, it's time to do this. You know, if we would anchor ourselves totally in God and stop trying to go out and get, amen, making more money, making a bigger mansion and getting a bigger car and all that stuff is good, amen. But at the end of the day, the only thing going to matter is right here is Jesus Christ. Let's move on. Glory to God. Verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto the fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. When Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Understand that he was 4 days already, but guess what? It didn't matter to Jesus, because he knew, amen, what was on the inside of him. He knew the Lord already, amen, would answer his prayer. He knew that. Glory to God. He was the Son of God. He already knew. Glory to God. Let's move on. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem after 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. She stayed home. Now, why do you think Mary stayed there? You think she's a little bit, I guess they use the word, how do they use, they say salty a little bit, glory to God, because he didn't come right away. You think? Glory to God. But guess what? He knew he didn't have to run, because he knew what was on the inside of him. I mean, he had the power. He was the resurrection, glory to God. And so he wasn't worried about that. He can make anything dead rise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Glory to God. She did. Amen. Did she know who she was talking to? Hallelujah. That's why he didn't run over there, because, you know, so God may be glorified. See, that's why we go through stuff. Hallelujah. So that the Lord may be glorified. Hallelujah. In the things that you go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can resurrect anything that's dead. He can resurrect a marriage. He can anything. It don't matter. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. He wasn't even worried about it. He said, rise to life. He's going to rise again. He wasn't worried about it, because he knew he was going to, once he go there and do what he do, he was coming up out of there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Martha says unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Listen what he said to her. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now listen, do you believe in the Lord our God? Do you believe in Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people say, yes, I believe. Now, oh, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. But you still doing, you still got on those same grave clothes, those sinful grave clothes. You still wearing them, glory to God. Because you say you believe. Oh, yeah, I go to church every Sunday. Well, what do you get when you're going? Hallelujah. Or do you just go and say, you know, Sister So-and-so cut me a piece of cake, and it was really, really little. It wasn't enough to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or do you go and do you get a word, amen, that the pastor bring forth? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The pastor, the sister, whoever, the minister, whoever may be speaking at that time. Hallelujah. Do you be there for prayer? Or do you just step in there by time? Time for lunch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And he asked her, do you believe? Do you believe? Hallelujah. Do you believe that Jesus is Lord? Do you believe? You know, sometimes people say, well, yeah, like I said, they say, yeah, I believe, I believe, I believe. But you know what? There's no action in what you're saying. You believe it, but you're still wearing them same old simple grave clothes. Hallelujah. And you ain't trying to find no way out. Hallelujah. You're always saying, well, you know what, sister, pray for me, and that'll be good. You know what, brother, pray for me, and that'll be good. You know, yeah, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Well, how about you going to him for yourself? Give your life to him and go to him so he can resurrect you and get them grave clothes off you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And bring you out of that sinful thing that you've been doing, glory to God, all your life. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 27. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the master is come and called for thee. Let's move on. She went back and got her sister because, you know, her sister didn't come with her now. She stayed in the house. Hallelujah. She's feeling a little salty. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Let's move on to 31 here. Amen. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and confronted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. See, they thought they hurried up and went with her because they thought she was going to the grave to weep, amen, over Lazarus, you know, because he had died. But let's see what's happened here. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Listen to what they're saying. You know what? Hallelujah. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. In this time you call him, amen, he said he's coming. Glory to God. Whenever you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, because he said whatever you ask in your son Jesus' name, he said he'll give it. But you got to go through Jesus, amen, first. That means you got to confess him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You know, you've been doing the same old, same old, same old so many years. Glory to God. But you ain't getting no different results. Don't you know you ought to change something? Glory to God. If you're still paying them same old, same old, same old bills, glory to God, that you paid 30 years ago, then something's wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to change some stuff. Glory to God. My God. Because, see, he can resurrect anything today. He can resurrect, like I said, marriages. He can resurrect. He can bring back to life, you know, dead situation with children, grandparents, and all that good stuff. He can do all that. But let's see what happened. Amen. We're going to get on down to the goodies. Let's get to it. Glory to God. When Jesus, therefore, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came forth with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. You know, come on now. I talked to somebody about that at one point, and they told me, yeah, you know, hold up, somebody, this is the word they said to my old boy. No, he wasn't an old boy. He is Jesus, glory to God. And I had to make that clear to them. So I'm like, oh, didn't he fail? I said, no, he didn't fail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All them people coming up crying and carrying on. So, you know, he was weeping too. Glory to God. For that was his friend. Hallelujah. But it wasn't so much as he knew he couldn't bring him back, because he knew, amen, once he spoke, amen, things were going to begin to happen. Hallelujah. And I had to make that point to him. I said, no, he ain't no old boy. I said, he is Jesus. So you need to call it like it is, honey. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will make you defend certain stuff in the Bible. We ain't going to argue about it, but I'm going to tell you what's right. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk away. Receive it, receive it. If not, then that's on you. But I'm going to tell you what's right. Then I'm going to keep it moving. I learned, but I can't just stand there like I don't know. Hallelujah. And you better learn not to stand there like you don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But just keep it moving. Don't argue about it, because the Bible is not to be argued with, glory to God, with anyone. So just say what you're saying and mean what you're saying. Know what you're saying by reading, meditating, praying, and keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. See how he loved him? Because he was saying that, you know, Jesus wept when Jesus did cry. Look at all the people coming in, all that. You know, when you go in a place sometimes, amen, you know, people go, you know, funerals in different places, you know, and you see all these people crying and carrying on, you know, come on. Sometimes, amen, you know, and you have to really sometimes just really, I said, just suck it up sometimes. But sometimes you can't hold it. Amen, glory to God. You may lose a tear, but it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay, because he really loved him. Glory to God. Let's move on 37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave, it was a grave. It was a cave. Stone lay upon it. Let's go 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. He didn't care about that. You got the light here. I got all that light in me. Amen. I got that power. Amen. I can bring him up out of there. See, that's the thing about it. When you remember, amen, Jesus is the light of the world. So it don't matter if it been dead 4 days. It don't matter if it been dead 4 years. Understand. Now, when you put prayer on it, he can bring it back to life. He can resurrect some stuff. He's going to resurrect some businesses that you knew that you should have been had. He's going to bring them back to life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't tell everybody. Just go ahead and get your business plan out and begin to lay your hand on it and say, Lord, I heard this prophet online one day said you were going to resurrect, oh, my God, these businesses that I had. Oh, my God. And Lord, I'm believing what she said. Hallelujah. And let me help you out. If you don't believe it, then that's okay. Glory to God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Let's keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he can resurrect you back to life. It don't matter if it's been dead 4 days, 4 years, 4 months. It don't matter if it's been dead 40 years. Hallelujah. If it's meant to be yours, he can resurrect it. He can bring it back to life. Hallelujah. Even some dreams you had, and he showed you how to do it and how to make money and how to do different things with the money. Glory to God. How to flip it and turn it. Glory to God. How to flip a house. And amen. Oh, my God. Whoever that is, God has showed you some business plans on how to flip a house. Glory to God. And guess what? You need to start flipping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's going to resurrect that thing in you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Let's start right here at 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe and shouldest see the glory of God. You've got to believe, because see, God's going to show up and show his glory. Hallelujah. You know, there was this movie I watched. It says, show me your glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This woman was just in a really bad fix. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She was, amen, prostituting and doing things that she shouldn't have been doing. Glory to God. And she worked in a company. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you a little bit, but you know, you can go and watch it. Hallelujah. It showed me your glory. And guess what? It reminds me of her. Hallelujah. And she worked for this man, and she was saying that he would disown me. My boss would disown me, you know, glory to God. But what he was doing, he was making her, trying to help her to be a stronger person, because he knew what was getting ready to happen, glory to God. But what happened was, make a long story short, when the man died, hallelujah, she went to work and she didn't see him, glory to God. And then the lawyers came and they told her, said, you know, we need you to come to our office. Glory to God. Well, she said, I didn't kill him. I didn't do nothing to him. Glory to God. But they said, no, when he died, amen, he willed this to you. He willed this whole company to you. And they was telling her everything and all the money that he had in the accounts and stuff. He willed it to her. Hallelujah. And because she thought he didn't like her, but no, he was telling her, you need to come up a little higher, because I'm going to leave this here. All this is yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, it wasn't a boyfriend. Hallelujah. It wasn't no man on the side. It wasn't a hub. It wasn't none of that. Glory to God. He was just a boss. And when he died, he left everything to her. And that was, he said, God, show me your glory. So he did, after all that, and she was rich. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She didn't lack nothing. Hallelujah. But then once she had got all this stuff and all these different things, everything that happened, hallelujah, began to come back up in her, because guess what? She didn't get delivered from it. Hallelujah. Well, you know what happened then? Amen. The man that she married had to go to a resurrection service. Well, this pastor prayed over and he had to resurrect some things, you know, bring her back to life and all that sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the grave clothes that she was wearing. Good God Almighty, it had to fall off of her. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's a good resurrection story right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, my God. Then let's move 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest, thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. And this is what he said, Lazarus, come forth. You know, think about it, hallelujah. When they rolled away that stone, and he's saying he was stinking, glory to God, hallelujah, had been there 4 days. But it didn't matter to Jesus, because he knew he was the resurrection. And so what he did, when they rolled it away and he walked in, you know, Lazarus, come forth. If he hadn't called Lazarus forth, everything that was in that cave, amen, would have woke up. Amen, the dead snakes, glory to God. If he just said, come forth, hallelujah, glory to God, all them dead worms and all the other dead animals that had crawled in there and died, can you imagine? They might have stood up, glory to God, and came forth, and that's why he called Lazarus forth. He said, Lazarus, come forth, glory to God. Can you imagine, hallelujah, that he's calling you forth? This is your resurrection day. He's going to resurrect some dead situations. He's going to resurrect some mom and daughter situations. Glory to God. He's going to resurrect some marriages that's been dead. You've been stiffing and clipping and dipping. You won't tip and dip no more. Glory to God. My God. He's going to resurrect some things. He's going to bring you out of that sinful place. He's going to make you get those grave clothes off and put on the breastplate of righteousness. And you're going to begin to walk upright and talk upright in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. When he called him forth, he stood up. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. Let's read just a little bit further. Amen. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Huh? Oh, my God. Let's read 45. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. You see, it was all for the glory of God. Glory to God. Then they believed, hallelujah, on him. Glory to God. And he told his disciples. Can you imagine when they were looking at him like, okay, now y'all go take the napkin off his face. Take those grave clothes off. Glory to God. Jesus wants you to take those sinful grave clothes off. You ought to feel it dropping off your roundabout now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so many times people come to this line, and you know what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They leave the same. But I'm going to tell you on today, you're going to change on this day. Hallelujah. If you don't change on this day, it's because you just don't want it. Because we understand there are some that just don't want it. Glory to God. But if you're seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, hallelujah, he said you'll be filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not, hallelujah, because you can't get it. You can get it. If you want it, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, he's pulling off some grave clothes right now. Glory to God. You've been bound down in your finances for so many years. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. And you've been asking him to get you out. Well, let me help you out. Get out the stove. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get out of the stores. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know some things are very, very tempting when you go in the store, but just don't go in the store that you like. Go in them that you don't like. Hallelujah. If you just want to get out, let me help you out. Hallelujah. Because if you go in them that you like, hallelujah, he going to put this over here on sale. You get it? He going to put that over there on sale. You get it? He going to put that over there. Yeah, and I want that too. Glory to God. Go in them that you don't like. Hallelujah. I know some of you ain't hardware people, so go in the hardware stores. Glory to God. My God, that will help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to make it loose you on this day. Hallelujah. Everything that you've been bound down with, I decree and I declare that you will be loosed on this day. Hallelujah. This is a resurrection service, and he's about to resurrect some dead situations in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I hear some saying, Lord, I want to sow, but I can't. Hallelujah. But yes, you can. Hallelujah. When you got to go past what you think, hallelujah, because our thoughts are not his thoughts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go past and say, well, you know what, Lord, if I don't have but this $10, hallelujah, I'm going to sow it anyway, Lord. But you said if I sow it, you'll grow it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. He's going to resurrect. Hallelujah. My God, someone who's lost houses. Oh, my God, you've lost man, houses and land. It should have been yours, but you didn't get it. Glory to God. My God, he's going to resurrect that thing. Oh, my God, he's not going to let them rest until they give it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They ain't spent it all. Hallelujah. They want people to believe that they did. Hallelujah. And they broke, but they ain't broke. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, he's going to resurrect that thing. He's going to bring it back up to them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They think they're going to be losing their mind, but when he gets through with them, hallelujah, they're going to come running, giving it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. There's somebody's marriage who is really, really broken. Hallelujah. God is going to resurrect that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to continue, amen, to pray. Continue to do the right thing. You know, amen. There are things that we have to do, amen, as women, and you have to continue to pray for your spouse, glory to God, not sometimes, but all the time, and let me help you out, if you think that you can't do it, and it ain't your prayers are not being hindered, then I just opened it up to you to go online, amen, and inbox apostle and pastor, so don't be afraid to talk to them, amen, about what's going on, amen, in your marriage. If you want your marriage healed, then guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn to be honest with people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one is there, amen, to judge you, but they are there to help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not saying tell your business to everybody. Hallelujah. And let me help you out. If that's a single person and they have not been married, then they can't tell you nothing. So you need to go to them that you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They've been on the job a long time, so I know they can help you with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's about to resurrect you. Hallelujah. He's about to cut some grave clothes off. Glory to God. Bring some people out of sin because you're sitting on the bar stool. Glory to God. And you know just because, hallelujah, your friends there, you want to fit in. Hallelujah. That's not your fit. Huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That rich don't fit that tight. Glory to God. So he's going to bring you out of there. Hallelujah. Now, if you go back, it's because you want to. Hallelujah. Listen, let me help you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't follow your friends everywhere. And if they're your friends, amen, they ain't want you to go into places, amen, that they shouldn't be in themselves. Glory to God. So you have to sometimes cut them loose. You know, he spoke this word a while back. And thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing it to my remembrance about cutting some people away from some people. Glory to God. But every time he cuts you away, you go back. When you go back this time, glory to God, that's where you're going to be. Glory to God. You're going to be there with your grave clothes on. Hallelujah. Because you know, amen, the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no unclean place. Glory to God. And he ain't going to keep hanging around while you're in and out, up and down, in and out, up and down. He wants you stable in the ministry. He wants you stable in the things of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he'll bring you out. And yes, he loves you. But he ain't going to keep pulling on you. Glory to God like that. Glory to God. And yes, he'll forgive you. Yes, he will. And yes, but come on now. You know to do better. And the word has came to forth to you. And you don't do no better. Then guess what? You're on your own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He's going to pull some grave clothes off on today. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah, my God, he can resurrect anything that's dead when he called him forth, hallelujah, if he haven't just specifically called his name out in the spirit realm. Oh, my Lord, ain't no telling what would have came out of that cave, hallelujah. It could have been some old dead horses, some donkeys, no telling what else could have been buried up in that cave. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God, when he said come out, hallelujah. Can you imagine some scorpions getting up, amen, wagging their tail, coming forth, hallelujah. You just don't know, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he said, Lazarus, come forth, he said, now take them grave clothes off. Don't you want him to take your grave clothes off so you can walk upright, so you can talk right? Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If you desire prayer at this time, you go ahead and press the 1. I will bring you in. I have a couple of minutes. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised, you know. So don't forget, hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't let nobody talk you out of your blessings. Don't let nobody tell you. Amen. I'm going to open up the line. Amen. But we're going to wait. Amen. Not now, but maybe later on. And we're gonna have some testimonies of how he has moved because of people who have done what he has told them to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, people say, well, you know, that's just her or that's just him or that's just me. Hallelujah. But that's just not so. Glory to God. He has moved on their behalf in a mighty way. So, you know, he said, we're overcomers by our testimonies. Hallelujah. So you know what? Hallelujah. It's time for us to testify to others what how good he really is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you can see right here, my God, when he said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. So if you got that power, then guess what? Hallelujah. You can get some people delivered. You can get some healed and set free. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want you to forget. Glory to God. Ministry Elaine is coming up next. Author in the house. So I want you to come on and support Ministry Elaine. I'm going to give you her number. Amen. Glory to God. So you can listen in to the show. It is 1-347-945-5041. And I want to make sure you go over and show her some love. Amen. And don't forget to purchase her book. Amen. It's a devotional book. Awesome, awesome, just awesome. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God, into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins. And, Lord, I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Hey, angels in heaven are rejoicing in the Lord. Glory to God. Are you receiving the Lord as your Savior? Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to forget on that. Don't forget, it starts off on Tuesday this week with none other than Apostle and Pastor. So don't forget to tune in. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. So don't forget. And I also want you to remember, don't forget Elder on Saturday, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. And then right back here on next Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries. So make sure you mark your calendar and keep it in mind. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.